This is Rabbi Chaim Bravender, Rosh Yeshiva of Web Yeshiva, with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 88, Peichet. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva program. This chapter also readdresses the question of prayer. And the first psukim, after the introductory pasuk, which contains several parts to it, which we have discussed in the past, starts from pasuk bet, Hashem Elokei Yeshuati. Yom Tza'akti Balayla Negdecha. God is my redemption. And during the day, Tza'akti Balayla So'ek Negdecha. At night I scream facing you, so to speak. Yom tza'akti, balayla negdecha, tavo lifanecha tfilati, hatei aznecha lerinati. My tfila should be accepted, my prayer should be accepted, hatei aznecha, your ear to my song. Ki sav'a b'ra'ot nafshi b'chayai l'sh'ol higiyu. Since I've had my fill of terrible events, b'ra'ot nafshi b'chayai l'sh'ol higiyu, my life is a life that is on its way to hell, to a place where there is no future. Nechshavti im yordei bo. I became one of them, one of those people who are like yordei bo. The dead are the ones who are in the bor, in the pit, which is like Sheol. It's a synonym for the word Sheol. Kis. Ki sav'a b'ra'od nafshi b'chayai l'sh'ol higiyu. Nechshavti im yordei bo, hayiti kegever ein eyal. Kegever, hayiti kegever ein eyal. Means I was a person that has no life force to him. Ayal. The word ayal means a person who is filled with death, and it indicates that you've lost the will to live. That's how bad things are. And we continue, Bametim, Chofshi, Kemo Chalalim, Shochvei Kever, Ashelo Zechatam Om, Veheima, Biyadcha Nigzaru. Bametim, Chofshi. I was free amongst the dead. Kemo chalalim shochvei kever. I was like the dead in the graves. Asher lo zechartam od, who have left no memory. Veheima miyadcha nigzaru. And they, in turn, miyadcha, a cut off. They were cut away. The next pasuk, pasuk Zayin, Shatani b'bor tachtiyot b'machashakim b'metzilot, bor below the pit, machashakim in the dark, in the place of darkness, b'metzilot, b'metzilot means in the depths of the waters. Alai samcha chamatecha, your anger, it fills me. V'chol mishbarecha anita sela, and all of your anger anita, v'chol mishbarecha anita, all of the anger. Well, this means waves, the waves in the water when you're in the dark. He says, Ki mishparecha anita. Ki mishparecha anita. One more pasuk. Pasuk tet. Yechakta miyuda'ai mimeni. Those who knew me, those who I knew, are suddenly those who are friends and who are relatives, are no longer with me. Shatani to'evot lamo. Shatani to'evot lamo. Samta, you made me, in their eyes, a despicable personality. Kalu velo etze. Kalu, I am like a person who is trapped or jailed, and I can't get out. So that these psukim begin with a demand, a request, a prayer, to accept the prayer. Pasukimu tavo lifanecha tfilati. Hema oznecha lirinati. And then after that request that the prayer should be heard, then a description of the state of this person who is praying. And he says, Chayai lishaol higiyu nechshavti im yordei bor hayiti kigever. Ein Eyal. It was like, this is a description of hell on earth, we might say. A person who has no hope, who is already committed to a future, a next world of hell, whose friends and acquaintances have deserted him. All of this is the description of the person who comes to pray. And then Eini da'ava pasuk yud. Eini da'ava mini on kraticha Hashem b'chol yom shatachti eilecha kapai. And so he turns back and he says, in spite of all of this, I continue to daven. Eini da'ava mini oni. I have pain. I'm afflicted. And so eini da'ava, my eyes hurt, my eyes are in great pain. I mean, they only because of the affliction. Kraticha Hashem mechol yom, shitachta eilecha kapai. Shitachta eilecha. Right, I placed before you kapai.
That's how they would daven. In the old days, they would raise their hands to heaven, and that would become part of the tefillah. That would become part of the tefillah. V'shatachti kapai lefanecha. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Halameitim ta'aseh peleh. That those who die, do they deserve a? Will they get a wonder? Will it be a miracle? In Rifaim Yakumu Yoducha, if those who are in the category of Rifaim, the dead, are they going to get up? And are they going to be thankful? Yoducha? Hayisupar Bakever Chasdecha Emunatcha Ba'avado. And so we have this well-known argument that the quid pro quo, the justice that is due all of these people, produces justice, but does not produce a world filled with thanksgiving about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayisupar Bakever Chasdecha. You think that the grave is a place where the glory of God will be told? Emunatcha ba'avadon, hayivada b'choshech pil'echa. Well, the wonders of God's relationship to the world be discovered in the darkness. V'tzidkatcha be'eretz nishiya. V'tzidkatcha be'erech nishiya. Which means tzidkatcha, will tzidkatcha be mentioned, be remembered, be'eretz nishiya, in the land of forgetfulness? I mean, is that possible? So this is the end of the second chapter. It talks about the daily prayer that that the Baal HaMizmor is involved with. But it also tells us that he has an argument, that in spite of the fact that his prayer is not worthy, that he's not able to live up to the expectations of real prayer, nevertheless, who else is going to tell the story? Who else is going to talk about God's glory? Only he will talk about God's glory. And the last part of the Mizmor begins in Pasuk Yudalit, V'ani Elecha Hashem Shivati. I yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baboker tfilati tikat mekka. And every morning tfilati yikat mekka. Meaning that every morning my tfilah sort of comes before you. I can't live in the world where the tefillah is not first. Lama Hashem tiznach nafshi. Why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you leave my soul? Tastir panecha mineni. And you hide your face from me. Oni ani v'goveh aminoah nasati imecha afuna. Oni ani. Since I was very, very young, omiyani v'goveya, I've suffered and been in pain. Nasati eimecha. I have all of the fright and the fear that you produced in me. All the fear that you produced in me. Afuna. Afuna. It's a difficult word. And we don't know exactly what that word means. And you could look at the Mefarshim to take a guess. Alay avru charonecha geutecha tzaltutuni. Alay avru charonecha. Charon, anger. The pain. The pain that was caused to me. Be'utecha. Be'utecha, again, are the tortures, the terrible tortures that affected me. Tzimtutuni means they cut me off. I was not part of this world. Sabuni kamayim kol hayom. Kifu alai yachad. Sabuni chamayim kol hayom. So that this pain surrounds me all day. Kifu alai yachad. They all of them, all of the different afflictions, all of the different pain, surrounds me all together. Hirchakta mimeni ohev reya. A reference to the pasuk above. Hirchakta miyuda'ai, pasuk eh. Hirchakta miyuda'ai mimeni. Shato toivot lamo kalu v'mo etse. This is the last pasuk in the perek. Hirchakta mimeni ohev areya miyuda'ai machshach. Hirchakta mimeni ohev areya. They've all left me. They've gone away. Miyuda'ai. Miyuda'ai, those who know me. Machshach. You caused all my fellows, my friends, to disappear, to leave me, and go on to another place.